السلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه بقدر حسنه وكماله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا فمن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. صدق الله العظيم.
Most respected brothers and sisters who are at the madrasa, when we are going for Hajj, as you have heard in the virtues talks which are given on virtues of Hajj, that the most important thing is our niyat. With what niyat are we undertaking this Hajj? Our niyat must be nothing else except the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We should have no other intention. I mentioned in my Jummah talk that there is nothing wrong with doing import-export business with Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif, Saudi Arabia. There is nothing wrong. You can buy goods from there, sell goods to those merchants there. There is nothing wrong. You can go 10 times a year to buy goods and supply goods, no problem. But don't say that I am going for Hajj. When a person says I am going for Hajj, then it must be Hajj. Then the niyat, the predominant intention must be Hajj and nothing else. By the way, if he bought something and sold it, it's a different story. But his niyat must be nothing but Hajj. And those other trips which he is making, if somebody asks him, why are you going to Makkah Sharif, he must say clearly, I am going for business purposes. Then there is no harm. If he is going for business, there is no harm. But it would be a very sad thing in the life of a person that he is going to such a Mubarak place and he's got no other intention except business. But it is permissible. But don't link the business with Hajj, business with Umrah. Business is something else, Umrah and Hajj is something else. So those on whom Hajj is farz, then there is no question of niyat being business or tourism. Niyat must be nothing but Hajj, the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this journey that the person takes must be solely to please our Creator and to find our Rabb, to find our Khaliq, to find our Malik, to find our Beloved. One Buzrug was going past and he met one person and he asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going for Hajj. It was a Nafil Hajj that this person was going for. He said, I'm going for a Nafil Hajj. So he asked him, he said, have you recognized Allah? He said, no, I haven't recognized Allah. He said, well, first learn how to recognize Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then go for Hajj and see what is the difference. So he took him with him, he spent 1 year with him, and when he purified his nafs, his soul, then he told him, now you go and make Hajj and come. When he went this time, he says, I could see the anwar of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the holy Kaaba Sharif. So we go and come, but we see nothing. We only see the walls of the Kaaba Sharif and come back. What is the reason? That we haven't purified our nafs, our soul. We haven't undergone any exercise for purification of this soul. Therefore, all we see are the walls of the Kaaba Sharif. So when we are going, our niyat must be nothing but to recognize our Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to make Hajj, to gain His blessings, to gain forgiveness for ourselves, to gain forgiveness for our families and for our people and for our society and for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the Hajis are deputations of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I have mentioned this in some other Hajj talk also, that when a deputation goes anywhere representing a country, then what is the duty of that deputation? If that deputation was sent to go and negotiate something, now that deputation that went, instead of negotiating what they had gone for, they started looking at the beautiful sea and the ocean and the scenery and spending their time in the 5-star hotels and enjoying luxury meals and all the rest of it. And when that meeting was over, then they realized that it is too late. We had come for the purpose, but the meeting is over. The negotiation that we had come for, the time is already passed. Then what will that country do, or what will that will the president of that country or that department which had sent them do? They will say that you are not worthy of this job, and they will take away whatever authority they had given them. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says the Hujjaj, they are deputation. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says they are deputation to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Why do they go there? To seek forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for themselves and for the Ummah. Now if they go there and they waste their time in other things except that for which they had gone there, then they are great losers and they have not gained anything. So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the realization that this Hajj is not a trip just to see what Makkah Sharif looks like. When we are going for Hajj, this is the most important thing, that our niyat must be correct. The funds with which we undertake Hajj, it is extremely important that there must be nothing but halal. Those who are dealing in nothing but halal, but here and there they have some doubt that some money may have come through which is not halal, not totally haram money, but there are some doubts that some part of the money they don't have a clear mind with regards to that, then it is recommended that they should take a loan from some friend, and that loan that they take, with that money they buy tickets, they pay for their Hajj, and the money that they have, they pay it, they pay back that loan. So that will make it clean and it will be halal. But I have explained this on many occasions, that this does not mean that you go and take all gambling money, interest money, and then take a loan and say, now I've got a machine which can convert not haram to halal. Maulana has showed us a beautiful way, making haram halal. So this is not haram halal business. This is where you have a mild doubt, a slight doubt. As I give the example that sometimes in the balance sheets they credit some interest and we fail to pick it up, and that money comes away with our halal monies. So to clean that out, we say take a loan and buy your tickets. Whilst on the ticket business, one masla that always comes up is that, is it necessary to make the wife the owner of that money, or that child that you are taking along the owner of that money, the malik, the owner, the possessor? Yes, it is. If you don't, then it will be a nafil hajj for that person. Like if I keep the money in my pocket, I bought the ticket, and I take my wife along who does not have the money to go for hajj, then her hajj will be nafil hajj. If I take my child along, the hajj of that child is going to be nafil. But if I buy the ticket and I say, there's a ticket that I'm giving to you as a gift, and thereafter an amount which is sufficient to undertake the trip to Makkah Sharif and back, or the days of hajj, if I give that much, then hajj has now become farz on her. So if she goes now and makes that hajj, it will be a farz hajj. If not, then this hajj will be nafil, and whenever she becomes rich, then she will have to make farz hajj again. Therefore it is recommended that we should make them the owners of the ticket and say, this ticket is yours, and this much money which is required for the hajj trip, I am giving it to you. And once you say, I am giving it to you, now it belongs to that person. It must not be just technical, because we always talk about technical. This must be, doesn't be technical. It must be genuinely given, which now means that in the event of that person not going for hajj, say he cancelled the trip, so now you can't say, bring that ticket back, bring that money back which I gave you, because that money is already given as a gift, that ticket has been given as a gift. So if there's a refund now on the ticket, or if that money was given as a gift, then all that now belongs to that child or to that wife to whom you have given it as a gift. Then that is genuine giving. But if it is just formalities, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows what is in the heart. The Bani Israel, they played monkey tricks with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What did they do? Allah Ta'ala told them, don't fish on Saturdays. So they put the nets on Friday nights. When the fish came in, they pulled it on Sunday morning, and they said, no, we didn't fish on Saturday. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the Quran tells us, he turned them into monkeys. So you mustn't play tricks with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He knows what's in our hearts. So this money that we use must be halal money. Because if you are going to go with haram money, then that hajj is not going to be accepted. It is going to be thrown back at us. The angels are going to say, La labbaik wa la sa'daik. So why should we go all the way there and then return with curses of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and of the angels, instead of getting the blessings of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the angels. So we should make sure that our money is halal. Allah Ta'ala is not going to accept haram monies. Those who go with haram monies, you will find their stones still lying there by the jamarat. When we throw those pebbles there, those whose hajj is accepted, those stones go away. The angels carry it away. That is a miracle which is a living miracle. That so many million people are throwing stones, there should have been mountains there over the 3 days. In the time of the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain, according to one riwayat that I was reading, they used to hardly see any stones there. 124,000 people have stoned 7 pebbles on the first day and 21 each on 3 days after that. And there was nothing there, hardly anything. So therefore the Sahabas questioned Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where are the stones gone? Because nobody came and took it away from here. There was no Durban Corporation truck coming and picking up all the stones there. So where did the trucks go? Where did the stones go? Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, those whose hajj is accepted, Allah Ta'ala causes the angels to pick up their pebbles. So if we want our pebbles to be picked up and be accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then we must go with nothing but halal money. If we have cheated somebody, if we have committed fraud, if we have got interest money, gambling money, then that kind of money Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala doesn't accept for hajj. So if our niyat is right, our earnings are halal, now we'll get down quickly to hajj itself. And definitely we are not going to be able to finish it tonight. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow night.